Ozzy Evan, on the next November, you'll be the first openly gay Knesset member in Israel. Are you excited?
I'm paralyzed. Excited is not the right word. I did not expect it to happen so soon, and I'm still dazed.
Why is that? Why are you dazed?
Well, the media blitz was unbelievable, and I had 2 days of continuous attacks by the media. I've been in 6 or 7 TV programs and endless talk shows, and so I'm quite tired.
How do you explain the media interest, such a huge media interest?
Israel is portrayed as a very religious, very conservative country, and the fact that Israel can have a gay member in the Knesset is something that people are not used to.
Why did it take so long to get a openly gay Knesset member?
I started my political career only in 1995, and I think this is a very short time. And it could happen only because I am in a very liberal and open-minded party, which is called Meretz.
What are the changes that, in your view, should be added to the Israeli law book that will make it more gay-friendly?
I have to be very careful because the time that this Knesset will be in session will be at most 1 year. I have my doubts whether I will be able to pass any significant legislator in that period of time, but I must stress that we already have quite a sizable number of laws that are very advanced compared to other countries, less advanced compared to other countries. So, for instance, we have a non-discrimination law in the workplace already. There have been precedents of gay couple spouses' social benefits. The military has abolished discrimination against gays, and there are several other laws, so we are not so bad off as it might seem.
And in your very short term, on what are you going to start and focus?
I'm a scientist, I'm an educator, I have some background knowledge in science and technology and also strategic systems in the military. In addition to that, I will try to increase the number of laws that protect gay couples and increase the number of benefits that they can have.
You're talking about the legal rights of Israeli soldiers. You're responsible for the fact that there is equality for soldiers in the Israeli army. Maybe you can elaborate or describe the situation that brought this change in 1993, am I right?
Yes, it came about after I was the first public figure that came out in the Knesset, and I told the story how I was discharged from the military because they found out that I was gay. The reaction was very positive. Within a very short time, we were discussing with the military committee on how to change the rules. Rabin was then the prime minister. We changed the rules. The new rule started with a very frank statement: there will be no discrimination against gay and lesbian soldiers in recruitment, placement, or advancement. And that was signed into law by the chief of staff at that time, who was Barak. And it all started with a simple speech. I was not a member of any political organization at that time.
Do you feel that it's going to be as easy to make changes as a Knesset member?
Certainly not, but we have gone a long way now. And the main result of that speech was not only that we achieved an immediate target, but that the media treatment of gays have changed radically. We are now not afraid to come out. Our community has grown. Many, many, many people followed me and came out in public. We can now organize gay parades in Tel Aviv, numbering more than 30,000 people. This is a very sharp change in a very short time. It's a non-issue anymore. Nobody asks. Nobody can use this as a pretext for not serving. Gay soldiers are treated equally. Nobody even is interested in the question anymore.
You mentioned that you really have a very short term in the Knesset and that a lot of changes can't be done in such a short term. So what is the importance of your service in the Knesset?
It's more a symbolic act. It's the fact that we have broken a glass ceiling. We are now publicly recognized as a sector of the Israeli mosaic that composed of our state. We are now legally part of the political system. Politicians can now declare that they are gay and still be elected. So it is mostly symbolic, and don't underestimate the value of symbol in our struggle.
A year from today, in the election time, Ozzy Evan is going to be in the Knesset or out?
I certainly am hoping to be there for the next session. and I'll do all I can to get reelected.
One of your statements 2 years ago, if I'm right, was that you're going to out closeted Knesset members. In what terms are you going to do that? Are you going to do that?
I think this has been played out of proportion. This was a statement I made when I was still a normal citizen, and I need to play it down. I do not enter the Knesset in order to hound other gay members, and there are other gay members there. I do not want to delve into that. I'm not going to do it.
What responses did you get in the past few days from Knesset members, from maybe ultra-Orthodox party leaders?
None of them contacted me, obviously, but I've got many phone calls from other members of the Knesset, and they were all congratulatory. Even the religious Orthodox people in the Knesset have changed the narrative that they used to attack us. They are now not using the description found in Leviticus, namely the death sentence for gays. They have realized that this is a non-starter. They have now shifted the rhetoric to something that deals with psychological disorder, deviation, out of the normal, things like that that we can argue back. I find it very encouraging that they have changed the tone already.
The Meretz Party has a good, rather good relationship with the Palestinian Authority. Are you going to use this position to try and make changes in the life situation of gays in the Palestinian Authority?
Palestinian Authority is not existing now as it was, and I blame the Palestinians for the havoc that they brought to this part of the world. Gay Palestinians have no options but to escape to Israel, and there are many gay Palestinian who find shelter here in Tel Aviv. Sometimes they have spouses, and I know that they can remain in Tel Aviv once they realize that they cannot go back to the Palestinian Authority. The treatment of gays in the Palestinian Authority is horrible. Several have been tortured, several have been killed outright.
Will you try and deal with these issues, maybe Palestinian refugees that came to Israel under this basis? Are you going to try and help them?
We already are helping them on a case-by-case study. But I want to mention that the main issue is the gay rights in Tel Aviv. I am an Israeli, and I will take care of the Israelis first.
What is your view about the United States' plans to attack Iraq?
Once Iraq has nuclear weapons, we have a major problem on our hand. I mean, really major problem. If we can eliminate that possibility by a United Nations inspector, fine. If not, it has to be taken out some other way.
You were involved for many years in the nuclear Israeli nuclear plans, and you raised a lot of criticism against them. What is your criticism, and how are you going to tackle these issues in your office?
There is a nuclear reactor in Israel that has been working since the mid-60s. It is approaching its 40 years limit, I think. The nuclear waste that it has generated is stored in on-site. The method that is used to storing that nuclear, highly radioactive nuclear waste, is a method that was very useful in that time, which is 40 years ago. If we learn from the American experience, the method of storing nuclear waste in a stainless steel container is not foolproof. Several of the containers in the US have leaked and contaminated the environment, and I think that something should change also in the way that we store nuclear waste, and being part of the parliament will allow me access and influence decisions also in that part.
Is there a real immediate danger from the nuclear reactor?
Not really an immediate danger, but usually reactors on that age should be shut down.
Professor Uzieven, thank you for joining us.